September 11th through the 14th at Suit Mart. Don't wait. These savings end Sunday. Suit Mart, where Houston suits up.
Sell your house in the most simplest way. GreenlightOffer.com.
What's your name?
ESPN 97.5. KFNC 97.9. HD2. Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bill Connolly joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5. He is... college football. He's with the ESPN. Talks college football. He's got a new book out, Forward Progress, The Future of College, the Definitive Guide to the Future of College Football. And he's joining us right now to talk about this week's games and a whole lot more. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. The title of the book sounds like an NIL. What's going to happen with NIL and the portal? Tell us about what the future of college football means in your title.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, the sport we're used to just kind of debating and arguing about things that should change or might change, but nothing ever really does. And then in the last 5 years, pretty much everything has. So I figured I needed to get my own head straight, get my own thoughts collected a little bit, and maybe help other people. So it's really a walk through all the different types of change we've seen. Conference realignment, you know, the player freedom and NIL, the playoff and its expansion, and all these different things, and try to make sense of what we've seen and where it might take us in the future.
So that's a lot to cover, yeah. Bill. I mean, you're talking. I mean, there's revenue share. There's expansion. There is NIL. There is so much to cover. I talked to one of the guys who runs the clearinghouse. He left the Washington Nationals to go work for the clearinghouse that handles, you know, determining whether or not NIL deals are legitimate or just basically money laundering. And they've got thousands in the backlog that they have to get through, yeah. And they're not really fully staffed for this. What stands out to me is I can't believe the pace at which this has all changed. It's been about, yeah. It started in 2020, but this has been about 3.5 to 4 years where this has all, like, I don't think there's any sport that can handle this much change this rapidly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, we've kind of lucked out in that, like, when you turn on games on Saturday, it hasn't changed all that much. Obviously, some of the opponents have changed, especially if you're, say, USC or something. But, you know, it still looks like college football, and that's a pretty lucky thing because you're right. I mean, it really has the way you build a roster, the way players are taken care of, the opponents you're playing, all these different things, the money distribution. That's been a massive, massive thing with the Big Ten and the SEC throwing their weight around the way that they have and really kind of setting up. You know, this has never been an equal sport. There's always been some imbalance, but we're now looking at massive imbalance maybe moving forward. So it's, yeah, it was just a lot to take in. And I thought, you know, I always like having a vision of where things should go. And there was just so much going on that I didn't really feel I had that vision anymore. So this book was intended to kind of help me out and hopefully others too.
Bill Connolly with us here. He wrote the book on the future of college football. I saw The Athletic put this out today, and I wonder what you think of this. College football was made for students, and it has become less connected to students as an actual college. And these are the people, the students are the ones who are going to become middle-aged fans, you know, and that's why all of these colleges are so successful, because you're with that college no matter what. Is college football less connected to the student these days because of all the TV?
I the TV element is definitely part of it. He mentioned in that piece just about the, you know, the entertainment. You're basically props for a TV show. I don't think that's really new, though. I think, to me, the biggest changes have come to not necessarily how a student experiences college football, but college. It does feel like he mentioned in there about, you know, costs going up, and, you know, you're not necessarily going there just to become a fully formed human. You better get something out of it for this money. You know, So that was all a pretty good point, but I think as far as college football goes, like, I still live in my college town, Columbia, Missouri. I don't know how I've gotten away with that, but I'm still here, and I still hop into the stadium on Saturdays, and student section's full and engaged and having fun, and that's always good to see, because, again, like, with the amount of change that we've seen in recent years, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to turning people off, but so far they haven't been. You know, you never want to cross that bridge. You never want to find out where that line is, but so far, so good, I think.
Is there a danger of finding that line?
Oh, yeah.
And overstepping that line and turning off college fans frankly, their connection to their teams is much deeper than many pro teams.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely. And one of the chapters in the book is basically how sports fall from grace, looking at other sports, because you never know you've crossed that line until you've crossed it. So I looked at NASCAR, looked a little bit at college basketball and a lot at boxing, and just try to come up with a checklist of sorts of here are the things you should probably try to avoid, because you might find out later it's what kind of turned the tide against you. And yeah, I mean, making a whole bunch of change at once is on that list. Making your games harder to find on television is on that list. Just a lot of things that college football's kind of gambling with right now. And ratings are good and attendance is good, and that's all great. But like I said, you don't know you've crossed that line until you have.
Bill Connolly here. I'm looking at I love your projections here. You've got – and what is – so, for example, University of Houston is going to be – it's got a 3.3 margin, a 58% win probability. The final score you have, it should be the Cougs should win by 3. They're 4.5-point favorites. So you take Colorado. I say, I can't believe Bill Connolly, because University of Houston is going to blow them out. So there is that. But Bill, this is awesome information. Do you sit down and put all of the numbers together for each of these college football teams?
Yeah, so this is the SP Plus projections. I've been doing it, obviously, lots of tweaks to the formula, but I've been doing it for since, I think, 2008 was when I first started fiddling with it. And yeah, just try to put out the projections each week to show people that if I reference SP Plus in my writing, it's probably, legitimate to do so. Generally, at least, like, the spreads are getting better through the years, but it generally performs pretty well. So, yeah, like that, it's kind of... We'll say SP Plus is intrigued by Houston right now, especially on defense, obviously. The defense seems to have survived a coordinator change, and is playing really, really well to start the year. I just have to – I love that Colorado's up first, because obviously there are bigger tests or better teams coming up on the schedule down the line. But Colorado will be a nice little – it's mid to lower tier Big 12, and we'll really get to find out, has the offense improved just a little, or has it really taken a nice step forward here in year two?
Yeah, as someone who used to do a lot of handicapping back in the day, there's always, you have your projection based on returning, typically it used to be projections based on returning starters, how many, is your quarterback a returning starter, what does your offensive line look like in terms of returning starters, and then as the season progressed, the larger the sample size, the more the numbers really line, right. The numbers, the sample size created more fine-tuned numbers. Now, returning starter at quarterback is almost irrelevant because of the transfer portal and the way freshmen are playing now. How much more difficult is it for you to, like, how much longer does it take for the FPS to lock in, or how much work has to be done with some of these guys coming out of the portal really didn't play as much at their other school, so you don't really have a good sense of what they're going to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's absolutely, basically, what I produce each year is what I call my returning production percentages, where you just based on what tends to be the most predictive, obviously quarterback is very predictive, or more predictive, I should say. Yeah, just look at, how much of last year's production you return, and then, you get credit for, transfers you bring in as well. It's kind of, I'm sure there's a fancier way to do it, but it still seems to work pretty well in that, it helps me produce pretty good preseason projections. And obviously, 2 weeks into the season, we're still talking about like 85% preseason numbers so far. Like, it's going to take a long time for those priors to get kind of filtered out of the system. But yeah, it seems to... it seems to do pretty well. Obviously, the weighting of transfers versus incoming freshmen and how much recent history matters when you can flip, you know, 75 guys on your roster in one off season. Those things have obviously changed a ton, but you're still able to put out pretty decent projections here.
Well, how difficult is a team like South Florida, for example? You didn't have them beating Florida last week because right. That's not. And but you got Miami. You got Miami beating them by 14 this week. Despite the fact that they have, you know, really been good, you just think it catches up to USF this week?
Yeah, I mean, basically what the numbers are saying is two games isn't enough to definitively say, okay, UCF's awesome. And so basically you get a little bit of the new stuff, but, you know, the recent history, the fact that they were kind of disappointed last year. I thought they might be ready for a breakthrough last year, and it didn't really happen. It just basically eases in with the sample so far. But, you know, that said, it does miss on some teams every year, and it just takes a little while to get those teams right, and we'll see if USF it ends up being one of those teams.
What's your favorite game this weekend?
Well, I mean, USF Miami is really high just because of the potential there. The fact that, you know, Miami is kind of flying high now and gets a really weird test, and USF could put itself into easy playoff conversation. So that one's certainly high on the list. But one of the things I noticed, and one of the things I'm setting up for my Friday preview this week, is just how much, like, how many fan bases are on the edge of panic right now, whether it's hot seat stuff like Florida or Virginia Tech makes Florida LSU particularly interesting. But then you've got like a must win with Notre Dame. If Notre Dame starts 0-2, they don't have many quality win opportunities left, and it'll be a real battle for them to you know, get all the way through this without a glitch. So, we got some must wins. It's early in the season, but we got some pretty high leverage games here, and it should be a pretty fun Saturday.
What about betting wise? Georgia Tech seems to be the biggest discrepancy as far as the line and what you're projecting.
Yeah, I mean, I was the resident Clemson skeptic this year, but I still thought they'd handle Troy better than they did. So, yes, people have just kind of given up on Clemson a little bit, and actually makes that a 50-50 game. Tennessee-Georgia, too. So we have a couple of teams there in Clemson and Georgia who better actually start looking the part, because they haven't yet. And I guess from when I posted that you know, there was a huge discrepancy between the opening line where it was like Clemson -9 or 9.5, and now that line's come down, so maybe it's not as big a discrepancy. But that's still a fascinating game.
Yeah. Wow. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tennessee and Georgia Tech seem to be two of your favorite. That, do you now? You dabble, obviously. Do you when it's not that big? When it's that big a difference, are you throwing at those games?
Yeah, basically the advice I tend to give is if you're using SP Plus, which I mean a lot of people do, basically like once the gap's over about 3 points between the projection and the line, that becomes interesting. And the super high, if there's not a quarterback injury, because the SP Plus isn't programmed to account for injuries. So basically, you know, if the star quarterback's out, then it's not going to know that, and it's going to, you know, there's going to be a big difference for that. But if you just, if you sort by biggest discrepancies and you eliminate the ones with key injuries, then you're going to have a pretty good betting list there. And based on the way the line has moved, it certainly seems like Clemson was picking Georgia Tech was a pretty good call, at least on Sunday.
That's Bill Connolly. What's your Twitter handle to follow?
ESPN underscore Bill C.
Okay, at ESPN underscore Bill C. I just gave you a follow because that's all kinds of great information. Forward Progress, the definitive guide to the future of college football by Bill Connolly. The book is out. You can get it, I imagine, wherever you can get books now, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's on Amazon, for example. There's an
okay.
easy one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're a college football fan, pick it up and see where Bill thinks. He's been doing this for a while now, and he works for ESPN, and he's a big Mizzou guy. Big Mizzou guy. How's Mizzou going to do this year?
It seems like pretty good. You got a big rivalry win right on out.
Looked
of the game
bad here, so. For the first half. Looked like they were in trouble.
Yeah, they had a couple funky fumble bounces there that held them back, but they started ball controlling pretty well there. South Carolina next week is going to be a huge game for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if South Carolina's got Vandy this week and Missouri next week, I mean, they have not looked good up to this point.
Nope. Bill, we'll let you go. We know you got more stuff that you got to get to, so we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck with the book and all your college football picks.
Much appreciated. Take care.
All right, Bill Connolly with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I love that. What is the one, it's a sheet like he did there that used to put out all the numbers.
Gold sheet?
Not the gold sheet, but who was the guy?
Phil Steele.
Not Phil Steele. No, I'm trying to think of it. He put out the numbers. They were the definitive numbers of college football
teams. Oh, Jeff Sagrin. Yeah, he still does it. They just don't use it, but Jeff Sagrin still does it. His numbers are good.
Bill Connolly's is very similar to Sagrin's numbers. I mean, the way he goes about
My guess is that Sagrin's the guy he probably modeled after.
Right, probably.
A lot of people did, yeah.
Probably. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, 713-780-3776. If you've got anything that you want to tell Lance this morning.
Don't start with me. None of y'all.
Let's not do that.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe somebody Dell's a good person. Something.
You know he's on edge.
Dell's a good person.
Why do you want to put him in a spot where he's...
I'm just saying, maybe somebody wants to tell Lance something.
What do I want to... Do I want to hear it?
Well, yes.
I didn't infer
that you wouldn't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. Trust me.
Okay. I think you're receptive to whatever.
No, he's made it clear. He's made it clear he is not receptive.
I promise you I'm not receptive.
Is that what you took from today?
I think you're receptive.
John, you took what happened today as receptive?
Pretty much guarantee I'm not receptive.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't care.
I think people should call
in,
and if they have anything for you.
Nothing specifically from Lance. If you want to talk ball, Lance will listen.
We'll listen.
Other than that, I'm probably not going to listen.
Probably not. Hey,
Matter of fact, I'll literally check out on you.
You did give the double rods to the camera at one point.
You really did, and it was ugly at one point. It's been ugly. You walked off the set. That's how. Hey, listen.
It's either that or throw the shoe.
You did that, too. You've done that, too.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're looking for the best way, if you're pissed off about your air conditioner, and there's a chance that you are, if your air conditioning breaks in the city of Houston, there's only one thing you can do about it. To me, you call Air Team. You go to airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com, or call 713. If it's an emergency, 713-936-5346. This is another one of those family businesses that have been around forever. How about 60-plus employees now? People who have been working for the Curtises for 30 years or so, 35 years, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to some of them, and it's just they just love working there, and they love it because there's integrity. They love it because you can't be in a place that knows more about air conditioning. I've had to put in air conditioners, and Air Team put in my air conditioners at my house. The process is unbelievable. The fact that you have to do it sucks, but it might as well be as painless as possible, and that's what Air Team makes it. I'm telling you, I think they can't be more professional. I think they can't be better at what they do. And if you need an air conditioner, I highly suggest that these are the people that you call. 713-936-5346 or airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-692-7009. 800-692-7009. That's 800-692-7009.
Attention taxpayers. If you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and miss the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Let's hydrate. Grab a Rambler Sparkling Water, the official sparkling water of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas mineral blend available in original lemon, lime, grapefruit, satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Get Ramblin', Houston.
Feel the beauty, feel the peace at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
Your go-to source for all things Houston Texans is Swarmcast with Will Kunkel and Joe George. Listen Wednesday nights at 7 on ESPN 97.5 or on our YouTube channel, ESPN Houston. Brought to you by Blue Star Tequila. Smooth and always game ready.
This is Chance McClain from YourHeritageFilm.com. We make adult films. We film adults, but not like adult films. Who actually went to those nasty adult film movie theaters? That is so gross. I guess Pee-wee Herman did. That didn't turn out so good. Speaking of Pee-wee, there's an absolutely excellent doc on his life. But that's not as good as the one we would make for your family. Man, I am all over the place. YourHeritageFilm.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got some people that have been waiting. Tony's been waiting a long time. Waiting forever. Wants to talk Astros pitching, which is a problem right now. Luis Garcia going down after all the other injuries that they've had. The comebacks that haven't been all that great. The minor leaguers that have come up. And it's just been... I tell you what. If Joe Espada isn't manager of the year, they should stop giving the award out for as many injuries as he's had.
He ain't getting any awards for the end of this season.
He's getting the award for manager of the year.
Nah, I'll give him a seventh place.
Seventh place.
He gets seventh.
Wow.
Others receiving votes.
I mean, nobody.
They may not even make the playoffs, John.
Nobody. So what? Nobody would have been able to withstand these injuries.
Doesn't even make the playoffs, wins an award. What a cool award.
Great award. Okay.
That's an old narrative. Joe Espada wins the award is an old narrative. No, I'm not saying his job's been easy, but you ain't winning awards if you don't make the playoffs.
I was looking at him after Luis Garcia went out last night, and he was standing on the mound, and I'm like, he's that dude's got to feel like, what the bleep else? What else can happen? I mean,
yeah, Altuve, the last 24 games, hitting 168, 240 on base, and 305 slugging.
And he can't even run the bases.
24 games.
I mean, it's bad.
24 games. That's a lot.
He's moved him down to cleanup now. Altuve's cleanup.
He should be hitting like seventh right now.
Really should. He really should. He's been terrible. Let's get Tony in here. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's up, John and Ann? Hey, I just want to say about, y'all were talking about all the pitchers, Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers, Christian Javier. Y'all forgot about the bullpen master, the banana pudding, Chaz McCormick. I'd rather have him out there than Lance McCormick. And by the way, I heard in the streets they're saying that Lance is Oprah Winfrey from the Chips. You get some chips. You get some chips.
You get what?
Get what?
Chips? Is that what he said?
Chips.
Something.
He's doing the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just potato chips?
Giving out chips to the women of power.
If you qualify.
I was given this.
Ain't no chips given out to the Astros right now.
I was given this suggestion to see if it would make you feel better. Let's see. John won't know this, but this is something that...
As long as it's not the baby version. You hear that, John?
This is Girl.
That's Fawn. It's coming out of something Fawn.
Just think of her... Wow. Just think of her dancing. That's all.
Is this Dua?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Oh, so it makes him feel better.
We can make him feel better.
It's a little bop.
Yeah.
I like Lance with an edge a little better.
I know you do, because you can prod and poke and see what you get out of it.
But seriously, don't play the one with DaBaby jumping in and ruining the whole song.
I'm not going to. I don't know what you think of DaBaby.
And she's got a little blonde streak in her hair in this one.
See? Look at him.
All right. Yeah, it was not the worst suggestion I've ever heard
That's
of.
Art actually brought this to the table.
Sent a good video, too.
He's not always trying to ruin your day.
I couldn't hope. For some reason, it didn't show. I had to go to his...
Twitter.
I had to go to his Twitter to see that video. I'm like, that's a good... I hadn't seen that video. That's a good video.
See, look at that. We got Chipper Lance back.
Yeah, well...
How about that?
I don't know about that.
How much more do you need? You need more?
Leave
of the
it
song?
On in the background.
Okay. You want to talk to Jeff over at Dua Lipa?
Sure. No problem.
All right, let's bring on Jeff.
All right, Jeff. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to dump some water on Lance's fire here. I'm with you, brother. Just about everything you said today, especially with Blue Ball. He's pitched great for two innings. I don't think he's ready for a starting role. He hasn't faced the Major League Baseball, like you said. However, at this point, like John said, we might not have much of a choice but to start him. So my opinion would be maybe when we're playing the Angels or the A's unexpectedly, because they're not – nobody's – looking for him to pitch, so that might be an advantage. Throw him out there one game when we're at that decisive game when we can afford it, where bullpens may be rested. Put him out there and see what he does as a starter. I can't hurt. I'm not real trustworthy on Javier. I think Framber's going to lose it between now and the end of the season, so we might have to rely on Blue Ball. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it's listen, he pitched over three innings yesterday after not even being ready. It took him a while to warm up. Now, he got his routine, and he just said, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm going to go through my routine when I start, and this is how I do it. And he pitched. He didn't throw a ball off the mound for about 15 minutes. He was throwing long toss with Yiner. He said, this is how I get ready for starts. So, this thing about him not starting all year, he didn't do it at the Major League level, but he's been doing it all year long. So, at some point, guys got to come up and pitch. My point is, I'd rather have him on the mound than Colton Gordon or Lance McCullers. I'd rather have that guy trying to stretch it out for five innings. I don't know that Lance McCullers can make five innings right now. I mean, honestly, how many runs is he going to give up in five innings?
No, five to six.
Yeah,
you can't stretch him out five. He can't. He's having a hard time giving you three. A clean sheet of three. It's just not really happening. When I say clean sheet, I just mean no walks, no runs. I'm not talking about hits. I mean,
yeah.
Lance McCullers is not someone you can count on right now. You went from looking like you had an abundance of starting pitching, like how are they going to figure this out, to where, oh my God, Jason Alexander is a major, major. He's extremely important right now. Because right now it looks like Javier, Alexander, Fromber, and Hunter. Those are your four. And I guess Colton Gordon, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who else can pitch. What, you've got... Walter's gone, right? He was an arm, forearm or elbow guy, right? He's somebody who's gone.
Yeah, Walter's just got... I think Walter just got surgery yesterday or the day before.
So he's done. Garcia's probably done. McCullers is ineffective. You're just... amazingly, with an influx of four pitchers back into the stable, you're back where you were just 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It seems almost impossible. Yeah. Eric Geddy's done.
Yep. All done. So
they got a one-game lead right now against Seattle. You're taking on the best team in the American League for two more games. Seattle's won three in a row. You don't want Seattle getting on a little mini win streak. There's a chance you leave this 4 in a row. There's a chance you leave this series out of first place. I mean, based on the team you're playing. You're playing Toronto Blue Jays, and then you've got games coming up against Seattle and the Rangers.
Well, the last 12 games are going to decide the season.
And you don't have a closer.
Yeah, you don't have a closer.
For those who missed it, the Astros had a win yesterday. A very important win. Would have been hugely important. And Abreu crapped the bed again in the third time of his last four appearances. Crapped the bed completely.
Yeah.
And then Kimbrel, you know, gives up a run in the 10th. That's extra innings. It's tough. It's tough for any reliever to hold the runner at second with no outs, but whatever. The Astros didn't score for a while either. Their offense.
Did you see who scored the winning run?
Who scored the winning run?
Miles Straw.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Miles Straw come up.
God, he's been gone for so long.
In a big situation.
Pinch hit Miles Straw.
Yeah, he came up in a big situation in the previous inning. I was like, I know that's not who I think it is. Miles Straw's up there with the chance to beat the Astros. He didn't get it done, but he was obviously the next runner, and then he scored. I was like, Miles Straw, huh? Name from the past. Mm-hmm. Still in baseball, playing at least right now, the best record in the American League.
Yeah.
I mean, is Toronto the best? I don't know.
They had the best record. I didn't say the best team.
Yeah, right. The Astros are the best team.
No, they are not.
Yeah, they really kind of are.
They are not that.
You don't know.
No, I'm looking at it.
Let's get back to Texans offensive line talk.
We've watched them for 30-something games now? I kind of do know. They're not the best team.
We'll see at the end of the season.
Why are so many people calling in?
I don't know. Why are we getting so many calls? Are we giving something away?
No. It's like the entire board is full. For what reason?
You're just going to mess with me.
Maybe. You don't know.
Are you sure you're not giving something away?
No. Did John tweet something?
Well, here, just text. Just
John, did you tweet something out there?
I'm not just looking for views like Lance.
Did he tweet something? I'm going to look.
Why do we have so many people call in at once?
I have no idea.
What did you do? What did you do, John?
I didn't do nothing. What did you do?
All right, who's next?
No one, because we were so surprised by it, we didn't take any calls.
What?
See, what's going on?
You didn't answer them?
No, we got the intern. The intern was taken aback. Four people called at once for no reason.
Yeah. Well, call in. Without answer. Wait a minute. So he didn't answer the calls?
That's right.
He's talking to someone right now.
Oh. All right, well, let's talk about Underdog because we're behind anyway. Talk about Underdog, and we'll take calls on the other side, 713-780-3776.
Underdog allows you to put your own opinions and your own knowledge and your own analysis to work. Download the Underdog app. So it started off as a fantasy football site where they had daily fantasy, and they had season-long fantasy as well called Best Ball, and they still do, and it's still great. But the Pick'em Challenge is where you're really – putting work in, because you take that knowledge and you can make up to 500 times your original play. And let me tell you about a new feature they have. It's called Ladders. And what Ladders allows you to do, think of it, it's kind of a step stool up. It's not like Streaks, which allows you to pick your first two. And if you win those two, You pick one more for three, another for four. You can cash out whenever you want along that streak. But with ladders, you pick between two and five picks, and depending on how your picks perform on the higher or lower will depend on, you know, will have an impact on your payout. So it's really a brand new feature. I'd never seen this before. I think it's awesome because it rewards you for good analysis. And that's the thing I love about Underdog Fantasy. So many different ways to win money and make the games more interesting. The games you're watching already are going to have that much more at stake when you're playing Pick'em Challenge, where you're picking stats higher or lower for the players in the game. Go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance. When you download the app and use promo code Lance on for your first deposit, on the first play of $5 or more, they're going to put $50 of bonus cash into your account for you to play. That's Underdog Fantasy, bonus or promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Contact tax relief helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-692-7009. 800-692-7009. That's 800-692-7009.
Hey, sports fans. Nick of Nick's Place here. Are you looking for a place to watch your sports, eat like a boss, and chill with your friends? Well, since 1993, Nick's Place has been that place. Yeah, I know we're kind of a dive bar, but you won't find any other place like it. We have every sports package and a menu that's to dive for. Cheap beer, craft cocktails, and 27 different bottles of wine. This is not your typical dive bar. Come check us out. Since 1993, same location, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, it's Nick's Place.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you haven't been to Damaris lately, especially the one on... both of them. All you can eat ribs on Saturdays. Let's go. Get on over there and watch your college football. All you can eat ribs on Saturdays at Damaris, Shepherd, or on the West Loop at 18th Street. I'm telling you, good. They are good. Really, really good. So, and all you can eat for one low price. I love it. Good job. But finally, Yanni did something good. We've got callers on the line. The first one wants to talk to who's the first? Oh, that's right. The other Eric. Well, other Eric, what do you got to say?
Hey, John, I didn't get on the show until 9 o'clock. I was kind of wondering what happened with Lance earlier. I'm assuming it was a boiled brisket issue, or did he get accused of stealing food from the interns? Did the boys wreck the car again? Did he have a variable electric plan, and then he got a bill for $80,000? Oh, wait a minute. I know what it was. He watched an Italian movie that did not have the minimum level of required nudity. Was that it? Click.
Those are things over the years. Well, Pujols getting pitched to. That pissed you off.
Long time ago.
Yeah. There's certain things that have pissed Lance off over the years. Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have...
This one was about... He was making a comment about all the injuries to the Astros, and somebody said he was just looking for views. So that was this one. That's what this one was about.
Well, so for people who aren't watching on YouTube or Twitch or Twitter, which you should, Lance did not have his headset on, which doesn't guarantee things because he can have it all the way turned up.
Yeah,
this was a case of him not allowing someone to get him riled up.
I did not even hear that. Who called?
Other Eric.
Other Eric.
Did they call? Did they have a question?
No, he just said, I hope Lance feels good. I hope he's better. You know, he's worried about you because you've been a little on edge this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
that's all.
He didn't hear what happened to you to get you riled up. He was just wondering. He went down a list of things and hoped it wasn't one of those things because he wants you to feel great.
Yeah, he just wants you to feel great.
Yeah.
That's all. He's worried about your health. That's all.
Okay, cool.
You're fine, though. You're fine.
That's cool.
I said you were fine. You're fine. Who's up next? Oh, Underrated Mess wants to talk about the Astros situation. What do you see? What do you say, Underrated Mess?
I'll put my headphones on for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to say that not all heroes wear capes. And Lance, you articulated my exact feelings this morning, and I couldn't appreciate it anymore. It's just, what are we doing? We're over here contemplating whether blue balls are going to be good for us in the playoffs. Like, that's never a good thing. And the fact that it was embarrassing last year when they made the playoffs, like, we've lived through this season. It's been competitive. What's done is done. AJ Hinch, who is dead to me, is leading his version of the Astros into the playoffs. Like, I'm over it. I appreciate you. Y'all have a good one.
Listen. The discussion wasn't, how good, it's great. The discussion is, what are you going to do? You've lost another pitcher. So now what are you going to do? I think best option is blue balls, but we'll see.
Yeah, you just don't like to have that.
No, no one likes it. No one said we'd like it. No one said that. What are you going to do, though?
Is the Garcia injury the one that broke?
It did break.
Broke people?
It might have broken.
It broke
the season.
It broke me.
Yeah,
the guy's comment from last night that I saw this morning about you're just looking for views. When I just said heads are going to roll, I said heads are going to roll for this. Jim Crane's just not going to let this happen 2 years in a row. This being not just the arm issues, but also the misdiagnosis on Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. I just can't imagine that Jim is going to be okay with this. I don't know who's at fault, but there's somebody. I guarantee you, Jim Crane has not been shy at all about getting rid of people in that organization at all. Reed Ryan, got to go. Scouts who had been there for years, got to go. Click, got to go. It's not a problem for him to get rid of people.
Yeah. One name we didn't mention as a potential option.
And he got rid of people after World Series wins, by the way.
Yes. J.P. France is back.
Yeah, great.
That's an option to start, right? Will they give him a start now that Garcia?
I don't know.
Is he ready? Here's the problem. And that, again, you got a guy in blue balls who's been starting all year long, I know at the minor league level, but how many pitches can France throw after being gone for a year?
Is he
ramped up to start?
No, he, unlike blue ball, was being used in relief at AAA.
Right.
So that'll be probably where he lands in the bullpen.
He's not ready. You're not ready to start, that's for sure.
Who is?
Like, man, the only guy that's been I mean, well, McCullers.
Jason. Jason.
Well, Colton Gordon. Colton
time
Gordon.
To go to a four-man rotation.
Yeah. Time to go to a two-man rotation.
Well, you barely have to if you're going to one including man. Fromber.
We're going back to Kevin Brown style. Every game. You're pitching every game, Hunter.
Cy Young. Cy Young had 611
Nobody
wins.
Was stronger than Kevin Brown. He had the most strength of any pitcher I've ever seen in the steroid.
Well, now you want to go back to a one-man rotation? Weren't you criticizing women's softball because they only used a one pitcher?
They did it right, except when she got raked in the championship game.
She did get beat up.
Knocked all over the park.
All right, what did we miss? I know what
we
missed.
Miss anything.
What do we
miss? Yeah, we did.
What?
USMNT.
Oh,
they needed that one.
Boy, the world was can you imagine if they didn't qualify? Oh, no, they're automatic.
They're automatic. Yeah, but they lost to South Korea 2-0 over the weekend. They played a Japan.
People were flipping out
after
that.
They played a Japan team who, you know, with these friendlies, you never know what type of side the other team's going to put out. Japan played Mexico over the weekend and tied. Japan's going to the World Cup, I believe. So they rotated players. So I don't know if they're at full strength. It was just a different roster than the one Mexico saw. So they won 2-0. They looked good. They needed it. I mean, look, they're in the World Cup no matter what. So all of this is about buildup. But another international break where all the best players come back and you put out a couple crappy performances, the noise would have just gotten louder and louder. Now you tamp it down a little bit until the next time you disappoint, but all those guys can go back to their clubs without having to listen to the talking heads, the former players, rip them until the next time they screw up. So it was needed just to quiet the noise. It doesn't mean anything. Just gets people to quiet down a little bit until the next opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. We also found out the two U.S. games are going to be in L.A. Woohoo!
And depending on...
Daddy's going.
Oh, you'll be able to go. Depending on who they play, they could be outnumbered as far as fan base is concerned, depending on the group. Because if it's a Latin American country or a South American country, pack it up. They're going to get outnumbered.
Italy isn't even coming, is it?
Did they not qualify?
I'm pretty sure they're in trouble.
And Nigeria's in real trouble. I don't think they're going to get in either.
You're in trouble.
But, yeah. California, Los Angeles, elite market, all that stuff. But the draw will matter because it won't be Mexico. Mexico will be playing their games in Mexico. But if we're talking, if some reason they're in a group with Brazil, Argentina, beyond the fact that those are great teams, let's say
you
another.
Think they'll outdraw the U.S.
A messy crowd, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They'll get outnumbered. It just depends if it's some European countries that aren't named Germany or one of the major powers, then yeah, probably we'll have all the fans on your side.
So one game in L.A., then one game in Seattle, and then the last game in L.A.
I would hope the game in Seattle is the one if it's going to go against
that should be
a giant, a power, or at least a South American, Latin American country. Right. Make that game in Seattle. That's your best shot of not being overrun.
How expensive is that ticket
going
to be?
Think about the random friendlies that keep people from going to games and how expensive they are. It's going to be crazy. World Cup game?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you're going to afford
it. Yeah, how are you going to afford it?
I'm going to find a way, brother.
I bet.
I got a wife that works for Disney.
I bet. Who's carrying the World Cup? Is it Fox?
Fox.
It's Fox, yeah.
Yeah, and guess who's got a relationship with ABC? Fox. Boom.
Why are you trying to brag to people?
Boom.
He's
the
not a man.
Man of the people.
He's
just
not a man
rubbing
of people.
It in people's
hey,
noses.
Look where I'm going to be.
Hey, look at me stick poo in your nose.
Well, I'm at the World Cup games.
Yeah, I hope you all suck it and hope you go bankrupt. I'll be at the game, you dumbasses.
When you buy your tickets, I hope it wipes you out. But for me, I'll be fine.
Free, too. Woo-hoo.
Fingers up. What a guy. And people, and something, for some reason, people still love you.
Who are these people?
It's the
people
most at the party. Unusual thing.
Yeah, he will.
John would spit in your mouth while you sleep, and you're like, he's the best.
Hey, but hey,
man of the people.
Could you do that again?
I would never spit
you literally
in someone's
told
mouth.
One guy.
That's what you do
hey,
to
maybe
Sean
I'll
McVay.
See you literally told that guy, maybe I'll see you at the Rams game. You go, I'll be in a suite. I doubt it. And walked away from him.
You did that to someone?
Yes.
What happened?
I watched it happen.
At the party you said that?
That big Mexican guy goes,
Hey, maybe. Hey, I'm going to the Rams game too, JG. Maybe I'll see you there. He goes, I doubt it. I'll be in a suite. And then he walked off.
What's the matter with you?
I was like, this is just the villainous, the most villainous person that's
and
ever
I'm
walked
sure that
the
guy
earth.
Just started laughing. Ah, John, just John,
remember to get
John.
A picture with
him. It was. It's just good, clean fun. That's all.
Whatever.
Okay. That's all.
Oh, man. But the problem for John is.
Suckers.
Normally, when he's like this, everyone around him is just in the same state he is. So no one brings up what he's did. But at the party, there are enough sober people there to remember all the nonsense he got up into.
But I still haven't heard anyone say anything.
Well, at least, no, I'm talking about us. We saw it and remembered.
Yeah. Mm. The North remembers.
The North does remember.
I doubt it. I'll be in a suite.
I know. You got suite tickets? I guess I won't see you.
You poor.
My favorite was he walked off. It's like a mic drop. And I was like, God, what a villain. What an arch villain this guy is.
I texted Paul yesterday and I gave him my condolences, but I said, at least you got a hot girlfriend.
You did not say
that. Did you do that again?
You did not do that again.
I said, well, he's got a hot girlfriend.
I tried to call, but it went straight through. So yeah. I figure I don't want to text. I want to call.
I texted him. And said, you know what? He's got a hot girlfriend. So he still wins.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know, in some ways, sure. But, yeah. You know, I'm sure he
money's
enjoyed,
good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Jobs are cool.
Having jobs are cool. Yeah, it's cool. That is cool. All right. Let's break. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Texas Card House. I'm going to play it again today, and I got to tell you, these card houses here are not nearly as good as Texas Card House. They're just not. When you're talking about a $25 at 2 o'clock today, all right, 2 o'clock today at Spring Cypress, you got a $25 entry. And, you know, it usually the pot usually gets up into the thousands, okay? I think it's a $1,500 guarantee. That's Monday through Thursdays. On Saturdays, they have a huge, huge tournament every week. The 17th at Green Ridge and Westheimer, you got a $100,000 Hold'em tournament. On that same day, that's how many people are, $100,000 Hold'em tournament. That same day, Spring Cypress at 45, you're going to have a 40,000 PLO. That's Pot Limit Omaha. I mean, if you're a player in this city, you love Texas Card House, because Texas Card House, first of all, clean, secure. There's always cops on or security on hand. An open bar until 2 a.m., which a lot of bars in the city, they close at midnight or whatever. You got until 2 a.m., okay? Open 24/7. There's a game going on all the time. I mean, parking lots, huge parking lots, lit, where you feel secure going to your car. There's so many positives about Texas Card House. It's become the premier place, one of the only places to go to right now in the city of Houston. TexasCardHouse.com. And you can play at home on Hijack Poker, download the app, and you're playing against people from Texas Card House. TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346. Or visit airteamltd.com.
Houston, this is the game you've been waiting for. Your Houston Cougars take on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Friday night, September 12th at 6:30 at TDECU Stadium. We need all Houston fans in the stands to make it a true home field advantage. Get your tickets today. Visit uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear red. Let's show Colorado that H-Town is Cougar country.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Okay. And this is something that I possibly could win or actually sue you two over. A dental nurse won 25,000 pounds after her coworker rolled her eyes at her. Apparently, the two coworkers did not like each other, and one of them repeatedly rolled her eyes at her colleague. She sued, and the courts found that the dental place was in breach of contract, and she was awarded $25,000. As many times as you two roll your eyes at me, I could probably get about $2 million.
What country was this in?
The UK.
UK.
Yeah, you're not getting anything. They arrest you for Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so just so you know, stop rolling your eyes at me, okay?
I don't roll my eyes. I close my eyes, put my fingers to my temple, and shake my head. That's mostly what I do. Like, I can't believe this is going on. But I rarely roll my eyes at you.
Yeah, you do. You go. Oh,
no, it's like I put my head in my hands and just shake my head back and forth. That's mostly what I do.
I could get millions off of YouTube. Millions.
Good luck with that.
Remember Philly Karen?
Yeah.
She's offered $5,000 to the kid.
For what?
For taking the baseball.
No, he's already got a
kid. So he gets 5K plus Super Bowl tickets plus an RV?
I'm good. I got an RV and World Series tickets. I'm good. And an autographed bat by my team. I'm not letting you off the hook for 5K. I don't want your blood money.
No. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. The headline was very misleading. Blowout Cards, a major trading card retailer, has offered her $5,000 for the baseball.
Oh, that's way different.
Yeah. Should she take it?
Yeah, you might as well. Your reputation's been
ruined. How much is that baseball worth?
I'm sure she's been doxed and people have already swatted her because that's what people do now.
Well, so. I know. Did she lose her job? She might need the $5,000.
I'm sure somebody has tried to see if she has racist tweets in her background.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure they've gone to her job and tried to get them canceled, did bad Google reviews.
Have you?
Instead of just saying, what a bitch. Lance, that's how we used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
What a bitch.
Do you remember? You might not have read the book or... You remember the movie The Circle? It had Emma Watson in it. It was pretty much a movie where...
Was she Hermione?
No. You pretty much gain points by how your coworkers thought of you.
So it's just like the Black Mirror
episode? Yeah, kind of like that. And if your coworkers filmed you doing something or thought you were doing something, they would grade you.
Was it good?
The movie? The movie's not great. The book's
better. It was good on Black Mirror. The idea of it, the concept is good.
Yeah, and all it is the society judging you by all of your actions.
Don't they get to grade you. China or Japan?
Maybe. But this is what this is. Hey, I saw you in a bad moment. I'm going to do whatever I can to punish you. And that's who you are for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's where we are. It's crazy. How has John survived this long?
Teflon. Teflon Johnny.
It's amazing.
I'm the Teflon John. Do you guys want to go to the Wolf's Lair?
I'm not sure. What's it about?
Is that the one up in Dallas?
No, it's in Astoria. And it has created quite the stir because you may remember that the Wolf's Lair is where Hitler used to. It was the name of Hitler's. It was where Hitler hung out. It was his headquarters.
Okay, then no, I don't want to go there.
But now it's a bar, and apparently people are up in arms because it's called the Wolf's Lair. Do you want to go there and have a drink at the Wolf's Lair?
What's so appealing about this?
I don't know.
Is that the only time that name has ever been used? I'm sure
there's some college football team that calls their stadium the Wolf's Lair. I'm sure.
Is it Wolf's Lair or Wolf's Slayer?
As a nickname or something.
Is it Wolf's Slayer or Wolf's Lair?
Lair.
Uh-huh. Not Wolf's Slayer, Wolf's Lair. I'm pretty sure, Dell, that would not be the case. People would have something to say about it.
No, I'm sure at some point, or some high school, like their nickname for the place, if they're named the Wolves, they would probably call their stadium as a nickname the Wolf's Lair. You come in the Wolf's Lair, you don't get out alive. Stuff like that.
Well, not since it's as well known that
is that's
that,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what it was called.
You didn't, but a lot of people do.
Well, a lot of people, well, actually, anyway.
Well, actually, that was the name of Hitler's place that he used to hang out and throw dice against Goebbels.
What?
Maybe.
Hitler shot bone? He was rolling bones?
Well.
Come on, .6, .6. Bang!
You know what, John?
Dominoes, motherfucker.
Whoa.
What?
It's probably Wolf.
Oh, yeah, right, on your right.
You're right, John. I was probably thinking Wolf's Den is probably what they call their place, their home.
Yeah. Wolf's Den.
Wolf's Den, probably. Wolf's Lair. Yeah, I didn't know what it is, but yeah, anything I type up is
I'm
about
Hitler. Oh,
you
late
would.
For a meeting.
Anytime I type up, it's about Hitler, yeah.
Yeah, that's not would not go over well, let's say, at Nevada.
Yeah, Wolf's Den
or
is what they would
North
go
Carolina
with.
State. I don't think that'd go over well. Yeah. Who else are the Wolves? Northern Illinois, are they the Wolves?
I don't know. Arkansas State, they're the Wolves.
They're the Wolves.
Do you think Anthony Edwards walks out of the Wolf's Lair?
No.
Is that what they call the locker room in Minnesota?
No, the T-Wolves, I don't think they're saying that. I'm pretty sure they're not. Pretty sure they're not. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you have a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
I'm Nicole Murray with